This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's now a movement to respond to the Missouri grand jury's decision not to indict a police officer in the killing of a black 18-year-old. On social media, the idea of a boycott is circulating, asking people not to shop on the post-Thanksgiving shopping day dubbed Black Friday. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
A Black Friday boycott could hurt low-income consumers more than anyone. Surveys show this group represents a disproportionate number of Black Friday shoppers looking for deals. Kurt Carlson studies consumer behavior at Georgetown.
If people boycott these retail sales, I actually think it's probably good for the retailers.
They'll just sell the same stuff later at higher prices.
Unless people say, I am not spending this holiday season.
And they might do that if they pay attention to another idea circulating on social media: donate to Ferguson's public library. Rob Sense is with Economic Modeling Specialists. He looks at how dollars spent on different things benefit a local economy. So first, he looked at big box retail and a number called a multiplier. That's how much of the money stays local. Then he looked at local government, like the library.
Yep, yeah, you got a higher multiplier, so that all their money is going to stay in the region.
He also looked at how much workers got paid and how many jobs got created.
Earnings multipliers higher, jobs multipliers higher.
Advantage, Ferguson Library. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.